The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Three days out of seven, I wake up to my son's thunderous footsteps, like a small stampede down the hallway leading to my door. They storm in and, as I do on school days, raise my shades. "It's morning time," the two of them announce. If my husband and I don't get up at once, Sterling will climb up onto the bed, thumping around to settle himself in like a mountaineer setting up camp. And Atticus will swivel around in my desk chair, opening drawers and disturbing the piles of books and papers that rested neatly in place the night before. One day, I will surely miss this innocently chaotic routine, but truth be told, this isn't my favorite way of starting the day. I prefer to be the first one to wake, to open my eyes from some vivid dream and let my mind return to the here and now, to roll over on my side, to settle into the reality of my physical body, and then to make the decision to rise. There is a moment before my feet touch the floor when I run through the day's work. What do I owe? Whom must I face? What is required of me that I can't afford to escape? And then, like a sliver of sunlight on the horizon, I think, maybe there is good news on its way. Maybe someone has written just to say hello. Maybe if I get out of bed right now, I can take in the early morning light and do something with the ideas taking shape in my mind. Today's poem is Kara Jackson's "I Woke Up and the Day Caught Me in Its Mouth, Like a Strand of Yarn. I am useful, the motivation for a scarf, maybe some stitch started to be finished. I will make up someone's heat. I will be a fire so intricate it can be worn. I woke up and the day called on me, specifically, threw my name through the sky, the way children are thought up, trials pulled through the stars. I woke up, and like anyone who wakes and asks why, I checked my feet, rubbed the bones for their reality. I keep waking, though I've asked for rest, cornered the moon in the alley, pawned the dark to assume its place. And still, I return to that burning chin, honor that persistent candle. Because who will wake up if not me? Who will watch the day catch then if I am not the center of its tongue? What of the women who keep waking? What of my mother who has asked for rest too, and her mother tucked into an endless slumber? I woke up and the day thanked me for coming so far. I know rest is a long walk from the sun. I know we've been up for so long that sleep doesn't settle for my blood. Me, daughter of the rooster's song, but when the day calls, I will answer to my name, claim it like a fire rushing toward living things. I will rise because there is someone praying for me to remain still. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media, in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Eric Romani and Veronica Rodriguez. Production help by Susanna Sharpless. Editing by Phyllis Fletcher.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.